They say that anything that's good is worth waiting for. And we have waited for something very good, Bishop-elect Kinnaman, and that is to say, welcome to the Diocese of Biloxi.
Thank you.
God bless. Excellencies, Archbishop Pierre, Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, Bishop Morin, Bishop Howes, the bishops of the province of Mobile, my brother bishops, priests, deacons, religious, laity, ecumenical representatives, in particular the family and friends of Bishop-elect Kinnaman, it is an honor to be with all of you. And especially with you, my brother Lewis. Thank you for selecting the readings for today's Mass, and particularly that passage from the first book of Kings about Elijah on Mount Horeb. It is a favorite passage of mine as well. Some say that this passage teaches that God speaks to us through a gentle voice. While it is often true that God speaks to us in whispers, God is also quite capable of speaking to us through dramatic events as well. He sometimes speaks in the earthquakes and the storms. Perhaps there's an alternative way of appreciating this passage when it is read in its context. It may be helpful for all of us to recall the story of Elijah. The prophet Elijah lived in a time when many people had forgotten God. And to make matters worse, the king Ahab and his wife, the queen Jezebel, were fostering idolatry in Israel. Elijah opposed them, and in an intense moment on Mount Carmel, Elijah had 450 prophets of Baal killed. Queen Jezebel was enraged and sent a message to Elijah that by the next day she would have him killed. She meant it, and she could do it. So Elijah fled from Israel and traveled a great distance to Mount Horeb, also called Mount Sinai, the mountain where God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. And in the 19th chapter of that first book of Kings, when Elijah came to the mountain and took shelter in a cave, God spoke to him and asked, "Why are you here, Elijah?" In other words, I did not ask you to leave the ministry which I had given you to do in Israel and to come here. Why are you here, Elijah? And Elijah answered with an intensity of frustration, "I have been most zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, but the Israelites have forsaken your covenant. They have destroyed your altars and murdered your prophets by the sword. I alone remain, and they seek to take my life." And God, in effect, says to Elijah, "Catch your breath. I'll speak with you later." And so Elijah returned to the shelter of the cave and waited. And then there was the mighty storm, followed later by a powerful earthquake. And then, as just proclaimed in the passage read, God spoke to Elijah in the gentle breeze. And God asked Elijah the exact same question: "Why are you here, Elijah?" You know, let's try this again, Elijah. Why are you here? And Elijah answers in exactly the same words: "I have been most zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, but the Israelites have forsaken your covenant. They have destroyed your altars and murdered your prophets by the sword. I alone remain, and they seek to take my life." Elijah is drained. He is exhausted. is nearing the breaking point. But God dealt with him with such gentleness, not in the storm or in the earthquake, but in the gentle breeze. And we see here the gentle mercy of God. And it seems obvious that in that moment, God reminded Elijah where he was standing. He was standing on the same mountain where Moses stood when he received the Ten Commandments. And recall what was happening as Moses received the Ten Commandments. The people of God were at the base of the mountain worshiping a golden calf. And as recorded in the book of Exodus, God told Moses, "Leave me alone then, that my anger may burn against my people to consume them." But Moses begged God to have mercy and spare the people even in their idolatry. As the Bible says, Moses stood in the breach to ask mercy for his people. And in effect, God told Elijah, "Moses got it. He knew I am a God of mercy. But you, Elijah, have no mercy in your voice. As you stand here, you are only complaining about your people. I will not destroy the people. I will send you to turn their hearts back to me." And so God, in that 15th verse of the 19th chapter of 1 Kings, says to Elijah, "Go back." God commanded Elijah, "Remember who I am and renew the faith of the people." God sends you, my brother Lewis, in this age where, as in the time of Elijah, many have turned from God, he sends you to renew the faith of the people. Into an increasingly secular and disbelieving society, he sends you to shepherd his people of the Diocese of Biloxi. There will be joyful times as you serve as bishop. There will be grace-filled successes and uplifting moments. May you know many of these moments, and may you savor them. But there will also be times when you, as did Elijah, may want to flee from your ministry and tell God this is too much. You, like the apostles in the Gospel of Luke just proclaimed, may want to stop fishing because of disappointing results. In those times, the message of God to you will be the same as the message to Elijah: go back. And the same as to the apostles in today's gospel: put out into the deep water and lower your nets again for a catch. Renew the faith of your people. And so we here pray with you and for you that you will go into your ministry as bishop. Go and refresh those who struggle with the challenges of life as Jesus strengthened the faith of Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. Go and bring the good news of salvation to those who live in their sins, as Jesus did on the street in Jericho when he spoke to Zacchaeus. Go and heal the heart wounded and ashamed of sin, as Jesus healed Peter after Peter's denial on the shore of the Sea of Galilee after Easter. In short, go and bring the merciful love of God to many, and many to the merciful love of God. Be convinced that the Lord is with you, and that, as Paul told us today in his letter to the Romans, nothing will separate us from the love of God. Remind the people that God is with them. I think that the great challenge of faith for believers today is not so much that we doubt God exists, but rather we are tempted to doubt that God knows we exist. At times of challenges, God can seem so distant, so silent, and that we are separated from him. We can call out, "Where are you, God? Don't you care?" Lewis, strengthen your people in their faith that God is with us and that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And be convinced that the Lord is with you through the help of those who join you in your ministry, the wonderful priests, deacons, religious laity of this blessed diocese of Biloxi. I am confident that you will find that you have come to a very special place in the heart of God called South Mississippi. There is a genuine and strong sense of place here, from the coast through the Pine Belt. And there are wonderful and dear people here. Strengthen them and let them strengthen you. Most of all, allow the Lord to strengthen you. You chose Psalm 23 for us to reflect upon in this Mass today, and you chose Psalm 23 for your Episcopal motto, "The Lord is my shepherd." Let it inspire you. Allow the Lord to be your good shepherd. And then go, and symbolize by your staff and your motto, be that good shepherd for the people you have been called to serve.